Travel nurses fill temporary openings in hospitals around the country. They often sign contracts for 13 weeks at a time and then move on to experience a new city. But for Enid Bedford from Memphis, it means being closer to her family. Her youngest son plays football for IU, and he tore his ACL in the first game of the season. So she started looking for contracts in Bloomington.
I wasn't here to intrude on his life as a 21-year-old college student, but to help him transition with his injury. And now that he's doing so well, I'll finish my assignment and then I'll be on my way.
Bedford became a nurse when she was 50 years old. During COVID, she started traveling for better pay and a better schedule.
I typically work, you know, maybe a 13 or 26-week assignment, and then I can go home for 2 months and be able to sit down and relax and spend time with my husband or family.
Some people become travel nurses for the flexibility, and some do it to improve finances. For example, a Chicago-based medical consulting firm found that the average travel nurse makes $132 per hour, which is more than double the 2019 average of $64. Over that same period, staff nurse salaries increased from $35 to $39 per hour. Yet, some people have figured out how to get the benefits of being a travel nurse without ever actually having to go far from home. They're known as local travelers, and they tend to take contracts within 90 minutes of home, like Berkayla Hillis.
I've always liked taking care of people. As a kid, I would play with baby dolls and be the doctor or the nurse, so I always knew that was my route.
However, Hillis didn't know traveling would be her life. She says the financial and scheduling benefits were just too good to refuse, especially since she's in school to become a nurse practitioner. She's completed contracts in Fort Wayne and Bloomington, and now she's working in her hometown of Greenwood. While in Bloomington, Hillis worked for IU Health as it transitioned to its new location.
We were very heavily staffed with travelers, and then when we moved to the new hospital, they kind of were trying to get back to where it was just the staff nursing and kind of weed out the travelers. So they did a major pay cut by about $2,000 a week.
The cut in future contracts meant it was time to move on. Her next contract was with St. Francis in Greenwood, which she says is currently offering staff nurses triple bonuses to compete with traveler pay.
The hospitals are trying to basically reward the staff just so that they don't have to use travelers, but it still seems to happen.
The Indiana Hospital Association found in 2021 nearly 70% of Hoosier hospitals have increased travel nurse expenses by more than 20%. However, hospitals don't directly pay travel nurses. Instead, they enter into contracts with these agencies, and prices can change based on demand. Rachel Culpepper is the Central District President for the Indiana Association for Nursing Leadership. She says that these travel agencies sometimes walk away with double or triple what the nurses make, and it's causing industry leaders to take a closer look at the value of these contracts.
And I just want to stress, we're not evaluating the actual nurses' pay. It is the agency's pay, because that is more of the financial burden that we're seeing in organizations.
Despite weekly pay for travelers dropping since the height of the pandemic, Culpepper says the hospitals are still in a market war with staffing agencies, and it's forcing them to reconsider benefits. Some hospitals are looking at improving employee culture, increased paid time off, or even changing standard shift hours.
We've been doing 12-hour shifts for a long time, and we're hearing from our team members that might not be what they want any longer.
Culpepper says nursing leaders hope to use the current market dynamic to create a revolutionized care model and improve job satisfaction. Those types of changes just take time. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Holden Apsher.